Yeah, we're back here in the radio hut. Good morning. Friday going on, and sunny going on, and 46 going on. And Brianna Colville going on. She's in here. She is every Friday. Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good. The sun's out today.
I know. I'm loving that. And cooler temps. I am a fan. I will say that. I love summer. Don't get me wrong.
But I love summer too, but I really love fall.
I do too.
Yep. There's
my favorite
no humidity.
Time.
It's great. It's nice.
It is.
That's all you can say is it's nice.
It's crisp out there in the morning.
Right.
You know,
but a little chilly overnight. Yeah. And yesterday with that wind, it was a little cold at the football field.
I didn't enjoy it. I bet it was.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
Oh, gosh. But now that it's getting cold,
mm-hmm.
we're thinking about heat. And
yes.
I get it. It's only going to be cold overnight for a couple of days. And then we're back into the 70s during the day and the 50s at night for another week and a half. Who knows how long it's going to go. But for these next couple nights, I know there's been many turning their heat on.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of things to remember when we turn our heat on for the first time in the fall. Have you cleaned out those heat registers if you have baseboard electric heat? Dust collects in there. Pet hair collects in there. You may have pushed your furniture up closer to them during the summertime because you don't use them. And,
yeah.
and look at that. I can push my couch back an extra foot because it makes my living room seem bigger because the heat's not on.
You know,
I
know it's a hazard, but,
yep.
you know, there was something I liked about cranking up my baseboard heat and kind of getting that smell. You know, it's like, oh, yeah.
That's your guilty pleasure?
That's my guilty pleasure.
The burnt dog hair?
I know it's a hazard.
It is a hazard. So it's making sure that you're cleaning that stuff out, making sure that you're moving all of those combustible materials away from those heat sources and those heat registers. Don't forget about your curtains. If you have long drapes that hang down, make sure you're tying those up so they are shorter in the winter. It helps get those away from those heat sources so
Good
it becomes
point.
Less combustible.
Yeah.
You know, that stack of newspapers that you have next to the recliner that's real close to the heat, maybe recycling those, getting
yeah.
rid of those so there's no materials like that. Also, you know, changing your furnace filter, getting a furnace inspection if you haven't had one in quite some time to make sure everything is in working order. Have you changed the batteries in your smoke alarms or tested them? If you're going to be having a heating source going
that,
on
yeah,
in your
that
house,
time of year, yeah.
yeah. Making sure that your smoke alarms and your fire alarms are still working and your CO2, your carbon monoxide detectors if you use gas.
Mm-hmm.
So just making sure that all of that stuff is ready for this coming season. I know it's still early September. You're only going to have it on for a day or two, maybe.
Maybe.
And then it's going to go off for a few weeks. But if you get it ready now, it's going to be easier and it's all going to be ready for you in October or November when that heat comes on for the full season.
And one more time, and we talk about this every year, space heaters. Can kind of be a problem too. Watch your extension cords. Probably not a good idea.
Right. Space heaters are great, especially for this time of year when you may not need to turn the furnace on. You can get away with just using a space heater. However, space heaters are not meant to be left unattended. It's something that you have plugged in for warmth when you are in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shut it off when you leave that space.
True.
Because you don't exactly know what's going to happen with that space heater or if your pets are going to knock it over or anything like that. Or, you know, heaven forbid it overheat or not shut off when it should. And then suddenly you have a fire situation.
There's a problem,
on your hands.
Yeah.
Now, newer space heaters have a setting in them where if they tip over, they're going to shut off automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people still have those old ones because the old ones last forever.
That's
so why
true.
Get
yeah,
rid of
you
it?
Can't get rid of them.
Exactly.
You know?
But if you have a pet in the house or small kids or anything like that, and they bump into it and it falls over and suddenly you have a space heater on the ground and it's now ignited your carpet.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you are just being smart when you're using those secondary heating sources. And
you need a drum roll for this?
I forgot what I was going to say. I think that's the first time that's I've ever forgotten what I was going to say. I was on a path.
It happens a lot
yep.
in here.
You know,
trust
it's
me.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
No, you can't put your space heater into a power strip.
There
That's
you go.
That's where I was going.
That's
with
where
that.
You're going.
Yep, absolutely. So space heaters are going to be a little bit too much for a power strip to handle. So I get it. You want to put that heater where it works best for you, but those need to be plugged into the wall. Extension cords and power strips are not a good thing to be using with your space heaters. So make sure that you're actually plugging those into the wall.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, we got to move on to the important stuff. Your son's playing football this year.
He plays football every year.
So how's that going?
Well, they won last night, good. So that was great.
So you were out in the cold and the wind and watching
yes.
football.
Well, and luckily, he's a seventh grader, so he played at 4:30. So the early game, when we still had a little bit of sunshine,
yeah.
the wind hadn't fully picked up yet, but we did have a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 6-1, half dozen of the other. It was a shutout against Lisbon for them, so it was a good game to watch. It was
awesome.
Their first one of the season, so hopefully the season keeps going well for them and for all the Husky teams.
Right.
So, and Breckenridge teams for that matter too. But yeah, it'll be a great season. It'll and then be. What happens on Monday? Tell me what happens on Monday.
Not a clue. You're pointing like I should know. And, you know.
That's the Vikings-Bears game.
The Vikings-Bears, of
Come
course.
On,
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Senior moment.
I had one a few minutes ago.
I can
so
claim
we're okay.
that. I can claim that now.
I don't know what kind of moment
if
I had.
If you're
going
to give me a discount on dinner, I'm going to claim my senior moments in here, too. So
but
it's all
yeah.
good.
So it'll be great. That's what I'm going to say about Monday, is that it's going to be great.
A Vikings game, and it's going to be great. You're making that prediction.
It's against the Bears.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
But it's the Vikings.
There's a reason why they had the first picks this last time
around.
Here we
go. Just approach with caution. And I'm a Viking fan. I know about suffering.
You know, I was scrolling Facebook this morning, and I forget what, you know, sports person said. You know, the Vikings are going to go all the way to the Super Bowl this year. And they predicted, gosh, I forget who it was. But it was the Vikings and, I don't know, the Cowboys or something like that. I don't know what it was. But you never know. You never know.
Yeah, any given Sunday, right?
Yep, it could be our year.
I'm just going to leave that alone. What's the one NFL team you just can't stand? What's the one team you absolutely cannot stand?
Well, that's a silly question.
I know where I'm heading with it, but I've been asking that question a lot, and I'm surprised because, you know, number one, people always say the Packers. You know, generally, that's what we're supposed to answer with. But a lot of people have been telling me the Dallas Cowboys and the Eagles. I get a lot of hate going on the Eagles, too.
No. So we're going to turn that around. And it's going to be, who are you rooting for? Well, I will always go for the Minnesota Vikings
yeah.
or whoever is playing the Green Bay Packers.
They're, okay.
So I guess
that pretty
that
much
would,
says it all.
That says it for you.
Nice little turnaround there.
Yep.
All
yeah.
right.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Yesterday was the start of the season. It's
yeah.
going to be great.
Okay.
It's my favorite time of year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Always great to have you in.
Absolutely.
Going to be here next Friday?
Yes.
All right. We will talk then.
Perfect.
But in between now and then, when you crank up the heat, keep some things in mind.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Just remember to be safe and get everything ready for winter.
All right. 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got sunshine, 46 degrees. Good morning.
To stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front